Avos Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches 4:8, and in some Mishnahs it's 4:6. We now are moving on to the next generation of Tanaim. These are largely Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The first one we meet is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Mechabedes HaTorah Gufo Mechubad Al Abrios. Anyone who honors the Torah, he himself will be honored by others. V'chol Mechales HaTorah, those who disparage, disgrace, dishonor the Torah, Gufo Mechubad Al Abrios, so they themselves will be dishonored by others. So this Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and he's the same Rabbi Yossi that you find throughout of all the Mishnayos. He is one of the five later Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and this is important. Rabbi Akiva essentially had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. They all died around the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt. The details are not really clear to us, but it was during the time of the Hadrianic persecutions, and although those Talmidim all died, Rabbi Akiva did then pick up five more core Talmidim from, like, I'll call it the next generation, if you will, and from them, largely Torah was built up. These are the Talmidim who essentially became like the primary names you'll find in the Mishnah. So those five are Rabbi Yossi in front of us here, Rabbi Meir, who is the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one who argues with him throughout Mishnayos, Rabbi Shimon, is in Rishim Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Those are the five big Talmidim that like resuscitated Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and they were essentially teachers of, and their disciples were teachers of Yehuda Nasi, the author of the Mishnah. So this is the line that comes, and if you're familiar, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yodad, I think quite well known, Yehuda ben Bava, who gave smicha during times of Roman persecution to keep the chain of Mesorah going before he himself was killed. So that's happening, I guess, between 135 and 138, I guess, of the Common Era, meaning after the Bar Kokhba revolt ends, after Rabbi Akiva ostensibly is dead. But these five Talmidim, where the five is listed to you, they're the ones who carry things on. Rabbi Yossi himself is also the one who is credited with the Sefer Seder Olam. Seder Olam is essentially like a historical account of the history of the Jews from the beginning all the way until the Hadrianic persecutions. Okay? Now, what he's saying here is, Kol HaMechabedes HaTorah, anyone who shows proper respect to Torah, himself, Hashem will arrange it, Hashgach will arrange it, that he is properly respected. Now, what does it mean to respect the Torah? There are three different categories. This is the halachic in nature, I guess. The first is the Torah itself. The second is the Chachmei HaTorah, those who are the repositories of Torah wisdom. And finally, physical Sifrei Kodesh, you know, books, scrolls of Torah writing. What does it mean? Let's go through each one at a time. What it means to be Mechab, the Torah itself, it would mean that you learn the Torah, you take the Torah seriously, you make an effort to fulfill the Torah's mandates. You, those who can, they darshan the Torah, every word showing how each one's significant. So you show the Torah's significance. You treat it as such in terms of its Torah, the abstract Torah of teaching and learning and fulfilling. That's the first. The second category is honoring those lechachmei Torah, the rabbis who are the repository of the Torah, which means you stand up for them. You treat them with proper kavod and the like because of the Torah. And if you are rabbis, then you have to make sure that the institution of being a rabbi is mechubad, is honorable, which would mean you can't walk around, you know, you have to watch how you speak, how you dress, how you comport yourself, so people are respectful of you and the Torah. And the third category, which is, you know, treating Sifrei Kodesh properly, that means you don't leave, you know, scrolls or books on the floor, upside down, on chairs where people are sitting. You don't write a Sefer Torah with a bad quill so it doesn't look nice. And the like, you learn Torah with clean hands, physically clean hands, so you don't dirty the pages, all that kind of stuff. So in schar, like the reward, the recompense, the just, you know, of that treating the Torah with kavod, is that from Hashem and Shemayim, it's arranged that a person himself is respected and honored by others. Based on that pasuk, ki mechabdai achabed, we had this before not long ago, but Hashem says, those who honor me, I shall honor. Okay, now, the inverse is also true, kolam mechalelas haTorah, and one who dishonors the Torah, so then gufo mechulal al-abrios, he himself will become disrespected. The end of that pasuk, Uvozai Yekalu, those who disrespect me, disgrace me, they will be accursed. So here again, it's someone who does the opposite, who doesn't learn treat Torah learning properly, or the rabbis properly, or the Sefer Kodesh properly. So that person is in the category of Mechal Es HaTorah, and therefore the consequence will be, he'll be Mechulal al HaBrios.